today, I am submitting the Protecting Maryland Taxpayers Act of 2018.
This is now the law of the land. I think it's irresponsible for any elected official to root against the success of this law, which is heavily tied to the success of our nation's economy.
Once again, we will provide historically high record funding for K through 12 education.
He's in a Democrat-controlled legislature, which means that Democrats are going to shut down a lot of things that he proposes, so he can't run on it in November.
The governor submits a budget. Lawmakers can't add to the budget, they can only subtract from the budget. The state constitution mandates the state have a balanced budget every year. That's why Maryland should never, ever be in the same predicament as the federal government, because the federal government doesn't have that kind of restriction limitation.
It's going to be very challenging in the next term to figure out how to, you know, balance the budget. I mean, you have a fairly manageable budget this year, but trouble ahead.
The court system told abusers, you need treatment. We want you in a treatment bed. The state doesn't have enough beds. And the court says, you got to find them somehow.
The 2% behavioral health providers rate increase, not to do any other sort of expansion in the services provided.
Montgomery County is close to Washington, D.C., and that's where the owner of Amazon lives. It's close to Northern Virginia, and Northern Virginia has a desirable tax rate. So if they offer a tax package, it'll be even more welcomed to get it.
At the federal level, you either itemize your deductions or you take a standard deduction. If you itemize your deductions, usually you're probably a homeowner, or you're making charitable deductions, or you have state and local taxes to deduct. And so you are probably itemizing your deductions. If you itemize at the federal level, you're required to itemize at the state level. And so any itemized deductions that you receive the benefit of at the federal level, most of the time flow through, as we say, and also reduce your state and local income tax.
The federal standard deduction for a joint filer is $24,000. The state's is only $4,000 under current law. And it's not indexed to inflation, whereas the Fed's is. What would happen if everyone was to prioritize just their federal tax bill? 700,000 Marylanders would shift into the standard deduction.
Good for politicians, not very good for the long-term economy. I'd like to think that we're all just altruistically motivated and that, of course, we're going to continue to give exactly what we have been giving to charities. Hopefully that's the case. We do the right thing, but everybody knows that human behavior is very difficult to predict and count on.
Nobody really knows what's going on right now in the general public. People are not adopting to the new tax bill just yet. So we're going to see much more of the tax changes loaded into the second half of 2018.
Marylanders should not be forced to make that choice. Our taxpayers deserve the best possible tax treatment at both the state and federal level. Our proposal does two things to address this problem. First, our bill makes permanent a provision in Maryland law that prevents changes in the federal tax code from affecting Maryland state and local taxes. It's very simple and builds on a law that has been on the books for decades in order to ensure that the changes in the federal tax code will not negatively affect state and local taxes here in Maryland. Second, under our legislation, if a person chooses to take the standard deduction at the federal level, you would still be able to itemize and take that deduction at the state level. Doing this will make it possible for Marylanders to get the lower federal rate and get the benefit of no increase in their Maryland taxes.
A big winner for the state of Maryland is the enhancement of the child tax credit. For everyone that used to get one, it was $1,000, now it is $2,000, so it has doubled. But what's very, very important to the state of Maryland is that it now phases out. I'm going to focus on a married couple here. $400,000 is the phase out. It used to be 110. So what happens is this really extends the tax credit out to many middle-class families in Maryland.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the governor of the great state of Maryland, the Honorable Lawrence Hogan.
Three years ago, when I first had the honor of standing before this assembly to report on the state of our state, Maryland was at a critical turning point. One only need look to Washington to see the destruction that is caused when hyper-partisanship and inflammatory rhetoric permeate the debate. Maryland truly is open for business. We're fourth among all 50 states for entrepreneurial business growth. We have the second lowest percentage of people living below the poverty rate in the nation, and we have the highest median household income in America.
Yeah, this felt like a campaign speech. The first quarter of it felt like he was relitigating the 2014 campaign all over again, characterizing his predecessor's record on jobs and so on. We're not trying to relitigate the past in the General Assembly. We're looking at solving the problems of today and of tomorrow.
Donald Trump is hard on Maryland, but the governor's response is always soft. That's not what we're expecting here in Maryland. We want not only just to say you're pushing back at the federal level, we want to see it.